Hello from the North Shore Community School on the north shore of Lake Superior. This is the phonology report for the week of September 30th, 2023. My name is Adela and I'm your phonologist for this week. October is known for the leaf falling moon. On Monday, October 2nd, the temperatures reached a high of 81 degrees. On October 4th, it started raining at recess, which caused the sixth graders to have to go inside. But about 20 minutes later, it was shiny blue skies. On October 5th, it started to hail when Mrs. Rolfe's class was in PE. The leaves on the maple trees in our school forest are continuing to fall this week. The forest floor is an abundance of colors of color red, yellow, and orange. The birch and aspen trees are still hanging on their leaves, and they are mostly green. About 80% of the maple trees have turned various colors, and now about 70% of the leaves have fallen to the forest floor at school. On Saturday, September 30th, Teddy heard a great horned owl calling at 6:15 a.m. at his house. Also, on Wednesday, October 4th, Sally and Chelsea saw a flock of approximately 50 to 65 geese. They believed that they were migrating south for the winter. Juncos have been spotted in groups. Be careful when driving as they need vehicles to slow down so they do not get hit on the road. Jory saw a skunk eating his garbage on Wednesday, October 4th. Miss Jackson has noticed lots of holes in her yard from skunks busy trying to find grub to eat. Miss Rolfe relocated a toad in the school forest to less a human-visited area on Thursday, October 5th, during environmental education class. Toads will soon be burrowing underground below the frost line for winter. Due to the hot temperatures at the beginning of the week, the Asian beetles are abundant and covering windows, doorways, and siding in swarms. Miss Urban saw two mosquitoes on Tuesday, October 3rd, and it was sad because she hoped that they had all gone away for the year. On Thursday, October 5th, Miss Rolfe's sixth graders used nets to dig through the muck and leaves at the bottom of the stream and found minnows and dragonfly larvae. On Sunday, October 1st, Parker saw a stream near the Lester River that was three times wider and deeper than 2 weeks previously due to all the recent rain and flooding. This concludes the phonology report. Have a great week and be observant.